Sometimes I feel like these apps, they just kind of throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, again,
It's like they don't really, get me.
it's true. A lot of companies, they focus so much on just getting those downloads, those numbers up, that they forget about finding the right users.
Exactly. And that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. We're talking about a fintech client,
Right.
limited budget, but they managed to pull off this really smart, data-driven campaign all about quality over quantity.
And that's Sphere Media Technologies.
Sphere Media Technologies, okay.
They're the agency behind this. And what makes them so fascinating is they understood right off the bat that in a competitive market, generic Google ads, they just wouldn't cut it. They needed laser focus on the most valuable users.
So, how did they do that? Did they hack into some Seachin database?
Well, not quite. It was
Okay.
much more strategic. Their secret weapon, really, was a deep understanding of their target audience. We're not just talking, basic demographics.
So we're going full on detective mode here.
Exactly.
Okay.
Think about it. Who's the perfect fintech app user? What are they into? What other apps do they use? What does their online behavior look like? Sphere Media, they used all these data analysis tools to piece together this detailed picture of their ideal user.
So they could tailor those ads instead of just like a generic download our app banner, they could make it speak directly to the people who'd actually use it.
Exactly. And that's where it gets really cool. It wasn't just about creating these profiles. They used that data to inform their entire Google Ads campaign.
Give me an example. How do you even put that into action?
It's all about granularity. So instead of going after these really broad categories, like let's say people interested in finance,
Right.
they drilled down. They targeted things like people actively researching investment apps
Okay.
or users who frequent financial news websites,
So it's less like casting a wide net and more like a sniper rifle?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Laser focus. And that was so key, especially with the budget limitations they had. By targeting only the most qualified users, they maximized every single dollar they spent.
It's like, handpicking the fish you want instead of just hoping for the best.
Yeah.
But it sounds very complex. Were they coding in their sleep to make this happen?
Well, they definitely got their sleep, but you're right. There's some serious strategy involved here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where those data analysis tools come in. It wasn't just, eyeballing spreadsheets. They use things like Google Analytics
Okay.
to look at user behavior, demographics, how people were even interacting with the ads themselves.
So Google Analytics, I've heard of that, but what other tools did they use?
Well, one of the most effective ones was A/B testing.
A/B testing. Okay, yeah, I
Yeah.
think I've heard of that.
Yeah.
It's like you run two versions of something, side by side, see what works best.
Exactly. It's like having a marketing lab
Right.
where you can experiment. Different headlines, images, those calls to action.
Right.
You test all of it.
Ugh.
And because you're comparing them head to head in real time, you get these hard numbers on what clicks with your audience.
So you don't have to stay up all night wondering if you should change that one word in your ad copy.
Exactly. No more guessing games.
Yeah.
Sphere Media used this A/B testing to really fine-tune those ads,
Yeah.
make sure they were always putting their best foot forward. And here's the thing, they didn't just look at like the overall campaign.
Right.
They dug deeper. They used something called cohort analysis.
Cohort analysis. Okay, now you're losing me.
All right, imagine you take your app users
Right.
and you divide them up into these groups based on when they downloaded the app.
Okay.
So like all the people who downloaded it in June versus July, for example,
Gotcha.
those are your cohorts.
Okay.
And by looking at how each cohort behaves over time,
Yeah.
you can get some really amazing insight.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, let's say you run a campaign and it's all about investment research.
Okay.
With cohort analysis, you can see if the people who downloaded the app because of that campaign
Right.
are actually using the investment features.
Makes sense.
You see, it's not just about getting them in the door.
Right.
It's about seeing what they do once they're there.
Which is, I would argue, more important than just, how
Absolutely.
many downloads you got.
Way more important. And to really complete the picture, Sphere Media used something called attribution modeling.
Okay. I'm gonna need you to break that one down for me.
Sure. Think of it like connecting the dots.
Okay.
Every interaction a user has with your brand, from seeing that first Google ad to actually downloading the app, attribution modeling tracks it all.
Hold on, hold on. So you're saying they can track every single touch point?
It's about understanding the customer journey.
Okay.
Let's say someone sees your ad.
Right.
They click it, visit the website, but they don't download right. A week later, they see a social media post, and then they decide to download.
Okay.
Attribution modeling helps you figure out which of those touch points, the ad, the website, the social media, was the most important in getting that download.
So it's about knowing what actually moved the needle.
Yes.
Not just guessing.
Exactly. You get to see, okay, this is working. Let's double down on this.
Right.
Or this isn't working. Let's ditch it. Try something else.
Right.
Now, of course, even with all this data and strategy, there are always challenges.
Right. Especially in the online world where the rules seem to change every 5 minutes. What were some of the hurdles they faced?
Well, for one, they were working in a smaller market.
Right.
Lots of competition. So standing out, that was key.
Okay.
And like we talked about, budget was always a factor.
Yeah.
But one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah.
And this is something every marketer is dealing with these days.
Right.
Is data privacy.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Big one. User data is incredibly valuable. But you have to be so careful how you collect it, how you use it.
Right. You can't just like take it and run.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Sphere Media, they knew they couldn't compromise on this. They were committed to using data ethically, transparently, even if it meant maybe limiting their reach a little bit.
So how do you balance that? Getting those amazing results while still, you know, respecting people's privacy?
They were really careful about data security.
Of course.
Making sure everything was above board, compliant with all those regulations. But more than that, they understood that transparency was key.
Okay.
They were very upfront with users about what data they were collecting, why they were collecting it, how they were using it, and giving people the option to opt out if they wanted to.
So they were all about that, like open communication.
Yeah, and it built trust, which is so important.
That makes sense. But didn't that limit their targeting options being so transparent?
It meant they had to get a little more creative.
Okay.
Instead of relying on third-party data, which can be a little iffy when it comes to privacy, they focused on getting that first-party data.
First-party data. What is that exactly?
Information that users give directly to you.
Okay.
Through things like website forms, app interactions, that kind of thing.
So it's about building that direct relationship with your users.
Yes. And getting their consent. And you know what? It really worked in their favor.
So being upfront about data, that actually helped them. I would have thought it'd be the opposite.
It turns out people, they really appreciate honesty, that transparency. It built trust with their audience.
Makes sense.
And that led to higher engagement with the ads and ultimately more conversions.
It's kind of refreshing to hear about a company that's not just, you know, cutting corners to get those numbers.
Absolutely.
But okay, let's talk results. Did all this like data wizardry actually work?
Oh, it worked. Mm. They didn't just meet their goals.
Okay.
They smashed them. We're talking a huge jump in app installs, way more than they'd seen before.
That's impressive. But were they good installs? Like, were these people actually using the app?
Right. That's the real question, isn't
it? Yeah.
And this is what's so cool. Sphere Media, they weren't just chasing those vanity metrics.
Right.
They wanted users who would stick around. And that's what they got. Higher engagement rates, longer sessions, all the signs of people who were finding real value in that app.
So they managed to do it all. Targeted reach, cost effective, and they got those high quality users.
It really shows you what you can do with a smart data strategy.
Mm.
And what I think is really inspiring is that this wasn't some big corporation with tons of money.
Right.
Sphere Media proved that even smaller companies in those niche markets, they can get amazing results if they use data the right way.
It's a good lesson for all of us, right?
Yeah.
Data isn't just for the big guys. It's for anyone who's willing to learn, understand their audience, and be strategic about it.
Absolutely. It's not about these complicated algorithms, you know?
Right.
It's about asking those right questions, figuring out what the data is telling you, and being ready to adapt.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this?
Just remember,
right,
knowing your audience, really knowing them, that's powerful. When you get what makes them tick, their needs, what they want, that's how you create marketing that really connects.
Data isn't just a buzzword, it's a secret weapon.
That's right.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us.